Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
When you open the door into the Cochrane Library, you'll find the world's largest collection of independent, systematic reviews of healthcare research. The door and the library are on the internet at www.thecochranelibrary.com. The reviews provide reliable knowledge about many interventions that are effective and some that aren't. They also highlight those interventions that remain unproven and suggest ways in which this uncertainty could be resolved. You can access the reviews within the Cochrane Library inside one of its sections, the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews, or CDSR. It contains the complete set of nearly 4,000 Cochrane reviews, in their entirety, showing you how they were done, what they found, and what the researchers who did them have concluded. CDSR is reissued 4 times a year, in a partnership between the publisher, Wiley-Blackwell, and the Cochrane Collaboration. The Collaboration is a global research organisation, bringing together more than 20,000 people in over 100 countries, dedicated to helping others make better decisions about healthcare by preparing and maintaining systematic reviews of the effects of a wide range of interventions. The third issue of 2009 was published on July the 9th. 90 new Cochrane reviews were added, and nearly 100 of the existing ones were updated, with the changes to about a fifth of these being so substantial that they have overturned some of the earlier findings. The new and updated reviews cover a wide range of health issues and a wide variety of interventions. Some of them have also been released as evidence pods, short audio podcasts, which can be accessed at www.cochrane.org/podcasts. They are available free for listening, saving and sharing. As examples of what's been added to CDSR, the wide range of new knowledge identifies effective strategies for protecting workers from loud noise, cast doubt on claims that garlic can provide protection against the common cold, and shows the safety of iron supplementation for children in areas where malaria is endemic. You will also be able to read up-to-date research into the feeding of preterm babies, childhood vaccination, post-operative pain relief, strength training for older people, the use of statins in a variety of conditions, as well as many other things. To find out more, read these reviews or listen to the evidence pods, go to www.cochrane.org.